Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch.
We have 17 days to get this done.
Vice President Kamala Harris, as Election Day quickly approaches.
On November 5th and at the end of that day, we're going to look at each other and we're going to say, yes, the power was with the people and we made a difference.
The Democratic presidential nominee was in Michigan, where voters began casting ballots today. Kyle Kimball reports.
Detroit began early voting Saturday. Apart from the extra time, not much else has changed. City Clerk Janice Winfrey.
It's exactly the same process. You go into the vote center, you complete your ballot, and then you feed it inside the tabulator.
And from there,
they are secured inside a transfer case and put into a locked room that's under security 24/7.
Kyle Kimball for CBS News, Detroit.
Former President Donald Trump holds a rally in Pennsylvania. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has more as the campaigns get down to the wire.
In battleground Pennsylvania, billionaire Elon Musk stumped for Trump, while in Arizona, former President Barack Obama campaigned for Harris. And in these final days, Taylor Swift is also being heard. Swift, of course, endorsed Harris in September, and as she launches another leg of her Eras tour in Miami, the DNC is rolling out Swift-themed billboards and Snapchat filters, hoping to get young people to vote.
Boeing machinists are expected to vote Wednesday on a new contract offer. This man among 33,000 on picket lines.
We're going to be doing as long as it takes to get a fair contract.
Boeing's offering a 35% wage increase over 4 years, but not the pension plan workers demanded. Seven people were shot in North Philadelphia this morning. Police are searching for a single gunman who may have fired over 50 shots. Police Lieutenant Sean Butts.
We're trying to identify who the shooter is and what involvement he may have with what's going on the block. We believe it's a juvenile.
One of the wounded is in critical condition. She's a 16-year-old girl who was shot in the chest. Israel's government says a drone targeted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house today. The BBC's Jonah Fisher explains.
According to the Israeli military, three drones crossed from Lebanon into Israeli airspace this morning. Two were shot down, but one continued further south towards Caesarea, where Israel's prime minister has a private residence.
There were no casualties. Hezbollah did not claim responsibility, but said it carried out several rocket attacks on northern and central Israel. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Hurricane Oscar has formed off the coast of the Bahamas. The government of the Bahamas has issued a warning. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Exchanges got heated at times during Friday night's U.S. Senate debate. Republican challenger Eric Hovde faced Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. Hovde says Baldwin and her partner should be more forthcoming about their finances and how that affects her votes.
They don't disclose those investments and how much they're profiting from it. That's fundamentally wrong, and you should disclose what investments your partner is making.
Baldwin fired back.
Eric Hovde should stay out of my personal life. And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
The race has tightened, and the outcome in Wisconsin could determine the balance of power in the entire U.S. Senate. Donald Trump has claimed he was exonerated in his classified documents case. Here's Tricia Young with a Wisconsin Watch fact check.
Trump falsely claimed in October 2024 that he was, quote, exonerated, unquote, in the case involving classified documents he kept after leaving office. Trump was indicted on charges of mishandling classified documents, including those related to nuclear capabilities. In July 2024, Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon dismissed the charges, citing issues with the special counsel's appointment, but did not rule on the case's merits. Prosecutors appealed the dismissal, and no trial date has been set yet. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and low in the upper 40s tonight. Sunshine returns for tomorrow and even warmer, a high around 80. And up again on Monday, more sun and low 80s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s for the high on Tuesday. Slight shower chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. Right now it's 73.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Kicking off hour two of this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we'll hear from the John and Gordy Show. John, Gordy, and the producer Sam have some fun talking about the new bus rapid transit system in Madison, and then Gordy and Sam go back and forth with John over whether or not having Republicans is better than having a one-party state of Democrats.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, and it's fun watching the buses go by, these big extended double buses.
BRTs?
The BRTs, yeah. You know, I went on State Street yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I was walking around doing the census, and I went up to one of the, what do they call them? The
Bus stop.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they gave them a special name, you know, maybe.
The BRT bus stops.
Well, okay, well, they gave them something. I mean, maybe, hey, that's it. We should name the bus stops.
Name
them?
Oh, name
Are you
going to
invent a new word?
Okay.
No, well,
no,
I don't
you wanna,
know.
It,
no.
You like, want to name them individually?
Yeah, like the Antelope bus stop or the Border Collie
usually,
bus stop.
Usually they're just named after the street that they're on, John.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that's
you
right.
You don't want to confuse anybody.
Yeah. So anyway, stopped by one of the bus stops on State Street.
Okay.
And I wanted to see how you pay for this stuff.
Hmm? You just looked at it yesterday. You walk up to it. You hit a button, you put a credit card in, and then you get your ticket.
Oh, these young boys. They think they know everything, don't they?
It's simple.
Naive. Well,
Did you ride the bus?
I walked up to the station there, and I looked at, how do you pay for the bus? How can you get your bus ticket for this? And I went up to the machine, and it said it was out of service.
No kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. On State Street, you can't pay for the bus because it's out of service.
It just have one machine per station?
Yeah. One machine. I hit the button anyway just because I was mad. And it said, this terminal is out of commission. All right. Okay.
You didn't walk to the next little bus stop station? Just to see if they
that wasn't my duty. This wasn't exactly something that I was driven to do. I was just near the bus stop. I thought, I'll see how they pay for it. How is it? Is it easy? Credit card, debit cards? Easy. It's very simple. But these machines have to be operable. And
was it the one right out here?
It's right down the street.
Okay.
Yeah, right down from the station.
We're still workshopping the plan for doing the show live from a bus. We ran into the roadblock of, well, we need an internet connection in order to get the signal back to the station here.
Yep.
But our wireless internet devices need to be plugged in, and they don't have plugs on the bus.
They don't.
They don't.
Why would they?
They should have. Well,
why wouldn't they? Wouldn't people want to charge up their devices?
Motorhomes have plugs on their motorhomes.
Do the regular buses have them? So that you can just, plug in a lamp or something?
No, plug in your charger, like your phone charger.
Yeah, they might have USB ports.
Oh.
But.
Well, Dylan Brogan could have told us that, city promoter. We should have asked him that. That's a good question.
Well, we can get in touch with them. We'll get them back on.
Yeah, here we're talking about the BRT, and we haven't even done our musical intro for it. So I guess we missed that opportunity.
Okay, again. Well, let's get to
it. I'm kind of crow. What?
It's so old at this point that I've unloaded the clip, and I got to go dig for it.
Unloaded the clip? I thought you had them like in groups. You know, we had like three cuts we're going to play for the BRT.
Well, you don't talk about it often enough.
Well, we're going to be talking about it all the time.
The buses rolled out in, August? So more than a month and a half ago, probably. Yeah. And none of us have ridden them yet.
And we have every right to complain about it.
Well, we want to wait until the remote gear is ready to go, until we can actually do the show from a bus.
But we've been waiting for Sam to at least organize the intro.
Okay, so you want to do first impressions on the remote show.
Yes,
All right.
You got it now.
So always have those ready. Because
there must be a way. Can't we take a little portable, battery, charger, generator thing?
I don't think so.
Take a generator on the bus?
What, don't we have? not a gas generator. No. like those, what I'm talking about. What do you call them?
Whatever. Like a power inverter or something? Battery pack? I don't know.
Battery pack.
Yeah. You could just call in with a cell phone. I don't know.
You can land a man on the moon, but we can't get on a bus and broadcast.
Now, we're just speculating here. They may have outlets on the bus.
Well, Sam said they didn't.
It's an electrical bus. Huge batteries on those electric buses.
I bet you Catherine is screaming at her radio right now about this. I wonder if she's ridden the bus yet.
Well, I don't know.
I hope she has.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's make this a top priority.
Okay,
let's try to get
it's at the top of my to-do list after the show today.
Okay.
All right. Well,
figure it out.
I think that's great. That's fantastic.
You're our technical advisor, so, it's on you, Sam.
Yeah.
Get it figured
out. That's right.
It's you're putting a lot of faith in me, Gordy.
Well, we let's get in touch with Dylan Brogan again and see what he says about doing this.
Sure.
I mean, there ought to be a way.
There should be a way to do this, yeah. Or at least get the terminals to work so you can buy a ticket to get on the bus in the first place. Okay. On State Street, I think that would be automatic.
Maybe,
if something's wrong on State Street, get it fixed.
Maybe you should become in the 1930s, like a train hitchhiker. You should do that with the buses here. Just sneak onto them when no one's looking.
Yeah, that's right. No one's going to know.
Catherine says we're trolling her in the shower.
Oh, that's why. Well, let's keep going.
Okay. Did you find the music, Sam?
I didn't even bother to look for it yet.
He doesn't care.
Never mind.
He doesn't care. But be ready next time.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to something here I thought was fairly interesting. And we're talking about politics here, usually, sometimes, not now, but now we are.
Now? Are we doing it now?
This is a very, very easy and great segue that I managed to work here. The Harris campaign, what they have done is magical in Wisconsin. They have gotten a few other Republicans to endorse the Harris-Walz ticket.
And they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, there are conservatives just hopping on board the Harris-Walz train.
That's it.
Yeah, it's Charlie Sykes who is responsible for turning MAGAs into what they are today. He's regretful, but I understand that. Then there's somebody else, a judge. And then there's Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz, who didn't want Act 10. He's a good guy. He is. He's a very moderate guy. We like him. Mm-hmm. Todd Albaugh used to work for him.
Right.
And let me just say this about these Republicans jumping on board the Harris-Walz train. Okay. I'm just going to put it out there.
Okay.
These are still Republicans.
still people I desperately dislike, and they have done horrible things to Wisconsin. And just for fun, we have wondered, gee, wouldn't it be great if we just had the Republican Party back again? And I was thinking, you know, no, that isn't a good thing. Never liked them, never will.
Boy, no. You must be fun at parties.
Whatever happened
to the idea of compromise, John?
They're good people. They're nice people away from politics. But when they get into that political arena, and we're talking about cream of the crop conservatives here who rise to the top and become politicians, they are hardcore. And they're not good for Wisconsin. They're not good for politics. They're not good for the nation. They've held us up. They have tried to destroy everything that the other party has done only because the other party wants to do it, not because it's either good for the nation or good for the public. They don't want to solve problems. They want to carry out their agenda, and that became very obvious during the Scott Walker administration. It was outrageous. They did not care about solving one problem. One of the big examples, of course, was highways. They didn't fund highways at all. They let the highways go, and...
Yeah.
What were we going to say?
Well, John, I mean, don't you think that, though, let's just project into the future.
Okay.
Let's say that Kamala Harris wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's finally decided in the courts or whatever. You know, we get beyond that. She's inaugurated. Right. She's the president. Don't you think that some of those Republicans that you're talking about, mm-hmm. don't you think that they're going to want to come back after voting for maybe Kamala Harris
yeah.
and be more moderate? They'll want to bring back the best parts in their minds of what the Republican Party stands for, the Eisenhower Republican, the Lincoln Republicans, all the middle of the road Republicans.
Well, I can see
somewhat conservative Republicans.
I can see that you have the rose colored liberal Democrat progressive glasses on again.
Don't you think they'll just want to banish all the Trump Republicans from the party completely and just
that will
not let them?
That will happen.
Take the agenda.
Yes, yeah. That will happen.
Yeah.
But those hardcore conservative Republican values, mm-hmm. they're going to stay there for a long time. They're not going to change those. And, you know, I don't know what the saying is, beware of what you wish for.
Right.
But don't wish for the Republicans to come back. Why would we wish that?
Do you want a one-party state with the Democrats, John?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I want a dictatorship. And
don't you think it's different, though, at the local levels, the local, you know, like city and town and county levels?
Yeah.
You know, these Democrats and Republicans, they have to get together and work on roads and, you know, the common things that need to get done.
Well, that's what I was saying at the time when Scott Walker was governor, and that never happened.
It never happened.
It never happened.
Okay. We got a text here from Dan. He says, Scott Walker's not a classic Republican. We need Republicans like Tommy Thompson's time as governor.
Yeah, well,
he's dem and dos.
He's long gone. He's a MAGA now.
Yeah. It's surprising, actually.
Yeah, it is surprising. We are trying to get him on the show.
Yeah, we're reaching out to
Tommy Thompson.
Yeah,
yeah.
We want to find out what happened. I really do. I want to ask him.
I know
what made the conversion.
Yes.
What was that tipping point for you to become a MAGA?
Got him coming up.
Yeah. All right. We've got the great dictator, Charlie Chaplin, his message in a moment.
Stay with us on the John and Gordy Show.
The John and Gordy Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WMDX weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. Doorworks for the win!
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on the Civic Media Spotlight, we'll go to the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie and her guest co-host are joined by Joe Fox from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin to talk about the work they're doing to get out the youth vote.
What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? Welcome back. Or welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Thursday in the 3 o'clock hour, so I'm joined by a very special guest host, two-time 5th District Congressional candidate Tom Paulsiewicz. And Tom and I are very privileged and excited to be joined by Joe Fox, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, to talk about the youth vote and what we're doing to turn out folks on college campuses this November. Welcome, Joe. It's a real privilege to have you.
Thank you both for having me.
So tell us, how crucial do you and Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin think the younger vote is to this election outcome?
Oh, gosh, extremely important, especially in Wisconsin. I don't have the exact numbers on me, but I believe there's around 300,000 eligible voters within the college age demographics within the state of Wisconsin. That narrow number can potentially decide this election, not just our federal elections, but also our local and statewide elections. So the stakes could not be higher, and the youth vote is more important than ever this cycle.
How are you making sure that especially students know where to vote based on where they go to school or, you know, based on where they live? Because there's a lot of misinformation being fed to students, and I think just to try to keep them from voting. But how do you cut through that and how do you help them understand where to vote?
Yeah, the key way that we handle that here at Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin is we give power directly to the students. We run this program called Planned Parenthood Generation Action. These are registered student organizations on different college campuses across the state of Wisconsin. Currently, we have chapters at Alverno College. We're starting one up in Carthage, at UW-Parkside, UW-Milwaukee, and UW-Madison, and we're looking to expand it throughout the state even further. And basically, we pay college organizers to go onto their campus, talk with their peers about election issues, especially reproductive rights for this election cycle, and then we give them the tools and the resources to facilitate these conversations in meaningful ways. We're not looking for these students to basically like read off like basic campaign slogans that we got from our Democratic nominees that we know are going to support reproductive access. We're looking for them to have like real, thoughtful, and intentional conversations about what does reproductive access look like? What does reproductive justice look like? And how can we kind of like turn these visions into a reality wherever their communities may be?
Folks, if you're wondering about some of the logistical operations of voting, whether it's voting early, voting absentee, drop boxes, mail-in, what sort of identification you can use, what sort of proof of residency you have to provide, I am literally going to go through this stuff point by point on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. So mark your calendars. I'm going to do it for about an hour. I want to spend a goodly amount of time going through this. You're going to want to get out, again, your sharpened pencils, take a few notes, post about it, share it. We're going to go through all those mechanics. Joe, when I've talked to men that are already engaged with reproductive freedom and these issues, what I hear most frequently, be they cisgendered, hetero, queer identifying, they are identifying with the fact that every single person's civil rights and our baseline freedoms can only be measured in this country by the measuring stick of how are, do we protect, preserve, and defend the civil rights of every single one of us. And that's the derogation of a woman's right to bodily autonomy and reproductive freedom challenges the baseline civil rights of every American citizen, no matter how you identify. So that to me, and frankly, do you love any women? Do you know any women out there that you love and care about? Because if so, this is about you too in that very way as well. Joe, a question for you. When you look at this next election cycle, how important do you think reproductive freedom rates for younger voters, both men and women?
Well, pretty strongly. It's within, I believe, through the Associated Press, I believe they said that it's around one of the top issues. 2 in 5 respondents reported that that's one of the main 3 issues that's on the line for them for this election cycle. So abortion, I mean, it's always been a hot topic within our politics, but now more than ever, it is the most important that it could ever be. We have the potential to flip our state assembly and shortly our state senate so that we can finally get legislation passed into laws within the state of Wisconsin that can enshrine these protections. It shouldn't just be Planned Parenthood goes and files a petition to the state Supreme Court of Wisconsin and says this should be a constitutionally protected right. It should be laws that are in place that are making an abortion abundance, dare I say, the ability for people to go to the clinic and know that they can get an abortion appointment lined up for them within the hour, because sometimes they're not going to be able to have 24 hours available to them as abortion clinics are so few and far in between in the state of Wisconsin. It also looks like we need to make sure that we have responsible programs in place that can make sure that people are able to take care of children, that the option to become a parent is widely accessible to them. So when we talk about abortion access, that's just one step of the way. People are also thinking about how is it going to be easy for me to be a parent in my community? So when I talk about the abortion conversation, I'm also bringing in other aspects of reproductive justice, such as how are we making sure our communities are taken care of? Because those issues are all interconnected with each other, and they should always be talked about in tandem.
Joe, I'm giving you a virtual hug across the interwebs right now, because what you said in your last response is the actual heart, both literally and figuratively, of the matter. And that is reproductive freedom also requires a society that is organized to support the choice to have the child, that understands that we must make investments in prenatal care, in postnatal care, that we don't need to be dumping women off of badger care right after they've given birth. That is an abomination, that we need affordable child care. And all of that is part of what reproductive freedom means. Can we imagine a world where a woman doesn't need to worry about having health care after she gives birth, that doesn't have to fear whether her baby will be hungry or will get pediatric care? That starts to be a world where maybe women are not so afraid to have the child, where we have created communities that lift us all up and ensure these basic building blocks of human dignity for all. So again, a huge virtual hug to you, Joe Fox, from me. Tom, last question. We got under a minute left.
I'll just make one quick statement, and Joe, you can chime in on this, but I know a lot of young people who are putting off having a family because of just the environment that we're in today. And they're just looking around going, people do not value my body, my reproductive rights. So why would I bring another human being into this environment where I don't know what's going to happen to them?
Thanks so much.
You said it perfectly.
Thanks so much. That is Joe Fox of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. We're going to come back with my co-host this hour, Tom Paulswitz, to finish it out. Keep it locked here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is on her way to Atlanta after telling a rally in Michigan.
We know we can make a difference because the power is with the people.
Former President Donald Trump holds a rally in Pennsylvania. On the ballot in Missouri, a measure that would put a woman's right to an abortion in the state's constitution. 87-year-old Joyce Biscoff says she'll follow her faith on the issue.
I'm a Catholic, and Catholics are very much against abortion. And I'm definitely Catholic.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is at the G7 Defense Minister meeting in Naples, Italy, where he's reaffirming the U.S. commitment to Israel.
We're going to continue to support Israel in its efforts to defend itself.
It's hoped the death of a top Hamas leader in Gaza will lead to a ceasefire and return of Israeli hostages. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play goal, Simon Tassie. 2-1 Wisconsin. Stops one and another again to his left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the glove hand. William Grima, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless resilient Red.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Hockey fans from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Game two of a two-game series between 16th-ranked Wisconsin and Ohio State. Ryan Bexton, our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Ian Perrin, the former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach, my partner. I'm Brian Posick. Well, last night in the Big Ten opener here in this building, the Badgers fell to the Buckeyes 2-1 in overtime. Heartland, Wisconsin's Max Montez tied the game late in the first period with a laser from the left circle, and then he beat Tommy Scarfoni in overtime with just 12 seconds left as the Buckeyes improved to 2-0-1 overall. The Badgers fell to 1-2 this season. And Ian, we're only three games into a 34-game regular season, but the Badgers have scored only six goals so far on 119 shots on goal. Are you concerned about the ability to put the puck away for the Cardinal and White?
Damn straight. Yeah, I am concerned. I mean, it's not like we're not going and saying, oh, if they only got 15 shots, they only scored one goal. We're talking every game, 30, 35, 40 shots and scoring one goal. And, yeah, that concerns me. I think that percentage will go up as long as we increase the production on the power play. That'll be the key to Wisconsin's success this year is if they increase the production on the power play and get a couple of those guys confident that they can shoot from any place and score. That would be my impression of it. But yeah, I'm concerned. Even though it's only fourth game of the season, I'm concerned that they don't have a legitimate big-time goal scorer.
The Badgers went 1-for-2 on the power play last night. Actually had a 5-minute major called against Thomas Wise and scored on its only shot during that 5-minute span. The Badgers 3-for-17 on the man advantage so far this season. William Grima, the sophomore from Stockholm, gets the start tonight opposite Christopher Eberle for Ohio State. Good news considering Logan Turnus, the senior for the Buckeyes, has had Wisconsin's number of late. He's allowed three goals in his last three games in the Kohl Center and beaten the Badgers four straight times. But Steve Rolick is going with Eberle instead. And again, William Grima making just his second start in Big Ten competition. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings when we come back. The puck drops a little bit after 6 o'clock. Glad you could join us. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
Stars.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind? Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Time to take a stand. Join Shirley's House of Hope for their 16th annual Iron Chef, Thursday, November 7th, 5:30 p.m. at Hotel Marshfield. Four area chefs will face off to benefit Shirley's House of Hope and the women and children healing from domestic abuse and addiction. There's also a silent and live auction. Iron Chef, Thursday, November 7th. Tickets and information at shirleyshouseofhope.org. Thank you to the team at WIRI and WFHR Radio for being an event sponsor.
It's game two of the first Big Ten hockey series of the season. Wisconsin and Ohio State. Buckeyes prevailed in overtime last night, 2-1. Badgers coach Mike Hastings joins us here on the pregame show. And that was Big Ten hockey last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know what? It's always going to be close. Bit of a dogfight, and it was. Found a way to get a lead. They get one late in the first period. I thought we carried play the back half of the second and the third. Had a couple of opportunities in overtime, didn't finish, and they found a way to get it done.
What changed from the first period to the second period? You had five shots on goal in the first, and boy, then you really started kicking it into gear.
I thought we started playing on our toes and premium on physicality at getting there first. And their defensemen like to hop up into the play. And last night, I thought it took us a little bit too long to get into that and make sure that we're marking them and getting a body on them. And then I thought we started to possess pucks and we started to have second and thirds. We had multiple good looks. You know, Fitzy had a couple. I thought we had a couple of 2-on-0s. Just got to find a way to finish.
Get in front of the goaltender to take his eyes away is key.
Yeah, at this level, if they see it, they're going to stop it. Right. And so we addressed that a little bit today just on giving him an idea of how many of the pucks that got to the net he was able to see. And so that's been a point of emphasis today in our meeting.
Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan used to say when shots weren't falling, you can't yell shots to go in. Right.
Yeah. And you know what? It's we've talked about trying to lay brick by brick and take a step every day. And you know, I just, we're there. We're just not, you know, we've got to find a way to either make a play or tuck one behind them and try and ride that momentum a little bit more. You know, I think the guys gripped the sticks a little bit last night. Relax, make a play.
But the resumes of these young men show that they can put the puck away. You've seen it before.
Yeah, and, you know, we make a play on the power play, and it's Finley to Mosley. And Morrissey had a little hand in that also. It was a bit of a three-on-three and found a way to make a play, score a goal. And we just need a little bit more depth scoring, right? We need it to be sprinkled around a little bit. It seems like the same suspects are doing the offense for us and finishing for us, so we need to spread that around a little bit.
Badgers and the Buckeyes game two. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin and Ohio State coming up. If you're coming out to the rink tonight, you can walk around the rink, the concourse of the Kohl Center, and check out all the cool trophies that the Badgers have won over the last 50-plus years or so. Mike Hastings with us. Badgers trying to get a split. Well, actually trying to get 4 out of 6 points from Ohio State. You win tonight, you win a series. If you do that every weekend, you're going to be in really good shape.
Yeah, we talk about that at the beginning of the year. We've still got an opportunity to win the series. It's paramount for us on a nightly basis to defend our home ice, and that's something that we've got to do tonight to get those 4 points.
Tommy Scarfone gave you a chance to win last night. Good bounce back game from him and goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, we needed that. He needed that. I think it played into his confidence a little bit. I think he feels better about his performance, even though he didn't get the W. And, you know, William Grammey is going to go tonight, and it's the baton's in his hands right now.
Yeah, he played well in his first game last Saturday.
Yep, he found a way to get it done, and, you know, that's what we ask our goaltender to do, give us a chance to win a hockey game, and Grammey needs to do that tonight.
What improvement have you seen from William from his freshman year, where he only got to play a handful of games, to what you see right now?
Just a bit of a maturity from two things. One, his ability to handle adversity. I think he's almost a perfectionist when it comes to what he does every day, and when something didn't go well for him, he really stressed about it. And the second piece is he's remade his body. You know, from last year to this year, this last summer, Tommy Inkrot himself, plan, follow the plan, execute it. I think he's in the best shape of his life. I think that allows him to worry about other things, because nutrition was something coming from junior hockey that he needed to get dialed, and he definitely did that. And he's a specimen right now, and a kid that size, it can do nothing but help his mentality.
I will tell you, from Stockholm, Sweden, a lot of Swedish meatballs and cold cuts, so I'm sure he's trying to dial that out of his diet for sure. Virtually the same lineup tonight. We're going to see Adam Pietila in the lineup as the extra forward. You know, he showed in junior hockey he can put the puck away. And without Zach Scholes, who's out with an injury, I thought Jack Phelan showed pretty well in his Big Ten debut.
I did, too. I thought Jack went in and he played some pretty significant minutes for us, and after he settled down, I think it was after the second shift, he got into his rhythm. And we asked a lot of him last night, asked him to play his offside as a freshman, and that's something that he did last year in Sioux Falls. He's comfortable with it. I thought he managed the game well.
That's head coach Mike Hastings. Wisconsin and Ohio State dropped the puck a little bit after 6 o'clock. More of our pregame show on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind? Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Crime Prevention Council.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Think before you think, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Wisconsin and Ohio State series finale tonight. You know, Ian, the Buckeyes have won 11 of the last 16 meetings against the Wisconsin Badgers.
And just talking with a couple of my friends last night after the game, they said, well, if there's two teams that play the same style and are only going to win by one goal come hell or high water, it's going to be one of these teams, because if anybody plays exactly the same type of style, system, format as each other, it's Wisconsin and Ohio State. And, you know, every game that we've seen has been a one-goal game or maybe an empty net goal game or whatever it is. But same principles, pretty much all of it. And the difference is neither one of them has a really gifted goal scorer.
Yeah.
That's the part that gets me.
Yeah, Wisconsin has Quinn Finley, who has 2 goals and 4 points in 3 games, and Rylan Mosley, who has 2 goals and 3 points in 3 games. Otherwise, the rest of the skaters for the Badgers have combined for only 2 goals. And the top goal scorer for Ohio State is Heartland's Max Montez, who had 2 goals last night. He has 4 goals in 3 games this season. Number 16, he's listed as the fourth line center. He had over 60 friends and family members here last night watching the Badgers.
Yeah, met a couple of them after the game.
Yep.
Walking around, that was as large as I've seen a mom and a dad with their chest puffed out. Like, that's my boy.
Yeah, they were proud. They were proud. Wisconsin and Ohio State. Elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, Minnesota goes for a sweep at Minnesota Duluth. The sixth-ranked Gophers beat the Bulldogs last night 7-3. Matthew Wood had a goal and an assist. Jimmy Clark, 3 helpers for Minnesota, which is off to a 2-1 start. Meanwhile, 10th-ranked Michigan shut out 13th-ranked St. Cloud State 3-0. They play again tonight in Ann Arbor. And number 18, Notre Dame, knocked off Alabama 4-1. The Irish 3-0 and playing pretty well in Jeff Jackson's last season as a collegiate head coach.
Yeah, I should say it surprises me, but then again, I should never be surprised by anything that Jeff Jackson does. And, you know, every time when I saw that announcement, I keep thinking of the coach of Virginia who just resigned.
Tony Bennett.
And yep. He said, you know, in this day and age of the NIL and the transfer portal and everything, mm-hmm. I just don't want to coach under those circumstances. I wonder how long it'll take some of these older coaches in Division I hockey to come with the same type of mentality, because he said there's no loyalty anymore. And I agree wholeheartedly with him. It would be a real tough time for an old guy like me to get back involved in coaching when you have to worry about businesses and promotions and all the rest of this kind of stuff. I'm sure that Tony Bennett just wants to coach, mm-hmm. and that's all there is to it. So, yeah, it's good. It's going to be interesting to see how the transfer portal and the NIL, well, we've seen how the transfer portal has affected the programs, but the NIL stuff.
The revenue sharing that's coming too.
The big programs that get bigger and the smaller ones disappear, don't know.
Yeah. Steve Rolick, 56 years old, 2-time captain, and a 1990 national champion with the Wisconsin Badgers, seeking career win number 200 at Ohio State tonight, facing off against Mike Hastings' Badgers. Stay tuned. We'll set the line charts for you in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Explore clearybuilding.com today.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Well, how about the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team opened a two-game series at third-ranked Minnesota last night and shut out the Gophers 5-0. And today, the Badgers fell behind 3-0 at Ritter Arena halfway through the hockey game when Layla Edwards scored a power play goal to make it 3-1 at the end of two. Lacey Eden scored a power play goal a half minute into the third to cut the deficit to 1. And then freshman Hannah Halverson scored to pull the Badgers even. And eventually co-captain Casey O'Brien scored the game-winning goal with 6 minutes left. Caroline Harvey had the primary assist on all four goals, and Ava McNaughton made 26 saves. The Badgers come from behind to beat Minnesota 4-3 to sweep the series. Mark Johnson's club now 8-0, 4-0 in the WCHA, and home to play Bemidji State next Thursday and Friday nights at LeBron Arena.
Ironic, I was listening to PB and
Mark
Greeny. Yeah. Greeny, and after the first goal, it was the third goal that Minnesota scored, and then the first and second goal that the Badgers had. If I could describe it, obviously the goaltenders aren't good at high shots, because Greeny kept saying, well, that snuck another one right underneath the crossbar. That one went off the crossbar, da-da-da-da-da. So go high or go home, the new mentality in women's hockey, I guess.
Always a treat listening to Paul Brown and Mark Greenhall call the action in Madison on 1070 WTSO. All right, let's get to the UW Health Injury Report. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Wisconsin without sophomore defenseman Zach Scholes with an upper body injury. He'll be out a while. Filling in for him last night was freshman Jack Phelan, the Detroit Red Wings draft choice from Hinsdale, Illinois. And at 6'3", 185, it's hard not to see Phelan on the ice. He did pretty well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And, you know, he didn't try to do too much. That was the key for me, is that he did what he was capable of and didn't try and overextend or do whatever just because it was his first shot in the Big Ten. He was as dependable and as heads up as a good freshman should be.
And that leads us to our quick trip lineups. And Phelan paired with alternate captain, fifth-year defenseman Anthony Kerr, Joe Palatichuk, and junior Ben Dexheimer. And then Daniel Lodge will start tonight, the senior from Altoona, alongside freshman Logan Hensler from Woodbury, Minnesota. The Badgers' top line, sophomore Quinn Finley from Suamico, Wisconsin. The right wing, Rylan Mosley, fifth-year out of Arnprior, Ontario. And in the middle is freshman Gavin Morrissey from Rochester Hills, Michigan. Morrissey has started his Wisconsin career with a three-game point scoring streak. Second line left to right from Coquitlam, British Columbia, junior Christian Fitzgerald. One assist in three games so far, but he was more active last night and physical too.
Yeah, he was, and I think that's the more a representation of that he was playing left wing than regular center iceman that he's with.
And the centerman on that second line is junior Tyson Dick from Abbotsford, British Columbia, playing in his 33rd game with the Badgers, still seeking his first goal as a Badger. And from Maple Grove, Minnesota, junior Kyle Kukkonen on the right wing, the Anaheim Ducks draft choice. On the third line, playing in his 140th collegiate game, sixth-year centerman Owen Lindmark from Naperville, still looking for his first point this season, as is junior Jack Horbach on his right, and Cody Liskowski on the left, the fifth-year forward from Camrose, Alberta, 14 goals for RIT last season, but only two shots on goal so far this year. The fourth line, centered by Owen Mellenbacher, sophomore from Fort Erie, he's 6'2", about 200 pounds. He played like that last night. He was big and made an impact.
Yeah, he's got to realize what good positions to put himself in so he can use that strength and size.
On the left, it's Sawyer Scholes. Speaking of strength and size, 6'2", 190. He brought energy and beef too last night.
And still looks like he's 12 years old, like he's the kid on the candy box.
And Simon Tassew, the top returning goal scorer for the Badgers, only three shots on goal. Make that one shot on goal in three games so far for Tassew, the junior from Montreal. Extra skater tonight is freshman Adam Pietola from Heartland, Michigan. As for Ohio State in goal, sophomore Christopher Eberle, 6'4", 208 pounds from Pinckney, Michigan. He's 1-0 this season, a 208 goals against, a 929 save percentage. He beat American International last Saturday, 5-2. Starting defenseman Aiden Hansen-Bucata, the transfer from RIT, and junior Damian Carfagna from Woodridge, New Jersey. And the top line for Steve Rolick's squad, Gunnar Wolf Fontaine, a Northeastern draft choice. He's on the left wing, 5'10", 180. The centerman, 6'4", 215-pound sophomore Wiley Thompson. The former Seawolf from Anchorage assisted on Max Montez's game-winning goal last night. And junior Davis Burnside from Scottsdale, Arizona, the right wing for the Buckeyes, who are trying to start the Big Ten season 2-0. Those are your Quick Trip lineups. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin and Ohio State, the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is coming up in 3 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we bring.